Yes, here's some encouragement for you from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen, amen, and amen. That's right. The same Jesus we read about in the Gospels, the same man who healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, the man who extended grace and mercy to those who don't deserve it, is doing the same exact thing today. Oh, talk about encouragement, friend. Happy Thursday to you, this already 15th day of August 2013. This is pretty much the halfway mark of August. It is going by a little too quickly. I don't know about you, but regardless, friend, hey, happy Thursday. How's the week coming along? You doing all right? You hanging in there? Yeah, things are kind of picking up and quite busy over here as we're getting ready for the Israel celebration coming up on Saturday, August the 24th. We've been talking about it for a couple of weeks now. It's an event that is a big Israel celebration. There's going to be live music, some teachings, as well as some food, some giveaways, tons of fellowship as well. Again, it's coming up not this Saturday, but next Saturday, the 24th. There's going to be some music by the band North Wind. Also special music by Debbie Phillips as well. We'll have speakers including Pastor Jason, Omer Eschel, Mark Burns, and a few others as well. We'll have some hamburgers, hot dogs, beverages, and all of that. And if you're planning on coming, you do need to RSVP. That's quite important. RSVP by calling 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. At last check, there may be a few extra available spots for you. Again, 217-367-7777. You do have to RSVP for that event coming up next Saturday, August the 24th. So my wife and I, Aubrey, are planning on coming out for that, at least for a couple hours and all that as well. So hope to see you there. Well, it's going to be a fun weekend in Rossville as they're going to be having their gospel music in the park. Yeah, coming up this Saturday at Crispin Park in Rossville from 6 to 8 p.m. again this Saturday with the Allen Quartet and the Cruz Brothers. This will be a free event. Again, gospel music in the park. Bring a lawn chair and get ready for some God-honoring music. Now, again, this is a free event. However, a love offering will be taken for this event this Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Crispin Park in Rossville. You can find out more about this and other events by taking a look at our event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org. Well, I'll tell you what. Our devotion for today will be coming from the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 1. We'll be focusing on refusing to conform to this world. Oh, it's going to be a great study today right after this from Mark Bishop. It's called My Name is Jesus, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took him. On Friday my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him later. feed him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fall. I am a soldier, I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside, but it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
Mark Bishop, and My Name is Jesus, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio, and my name is Joey Kroll. At 9.02 a.m. on April 19th, 1995, a Ryder truck containing 5,000 pounds of explosives detonated beside a federal building in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Remember that? I remember that quite well. The blast injured 684 people and claimed the lives of 168. It was the most destructive acts of terror in the United States, surpassed only by the attacks on September the 11th, 6 years later. Now, friend, if you go to the Oklahoma City National Monument, you will find a tree standing tall at Ground Zero. It's called the Survivor Tree, and even though the explosion damaged 324 buildings in the area, the American Elm Tree survived the blast because its roots branched deeply in the ground, and it stands as a monument of hope, a visible expression of survival in the midst of the destruction. Friend, we have the ability to have our roots deeply in the ground, so when issues come in our life, we can persevere and have victory over them. The northern and southern kingdoms of Israel experienced catastrophic disaster when the Assyrians and the Babylonians conquered them in 8th and 6th centuries BC. Many of the exiles would die in foreign lands, having never seen redemption. And one of the people that was caught in captivity in exile was Daniel. Friend, even in difficult circumstances, we, God's people, can trust in the goodness of His Word and who He is. If you have your Bible, it is Daniel chapter 1, verses 8 through 17 will be our main focus for today. And we're going to see how Daniel trusted God, even though he was in the midst of being in exile, being captive from his homeland, and being forced with a decision either to conform to the world and its standards or stay true to God's word. Daniel chapter 1 verse 8 says, "But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way." Now God had caused the official to show favor and compassion to Daniel, but the official told Daniel, "I'm afraid of my lord the king who has assigned your food and drink. Why should he see you looking worse than the other young men your age? The king would then have my head because of you." Daniel then said to the guard whom the chief official had appointed over Daniel, "Please test your servants for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with that of the young men who eat the royal food and treat your servants in accordance with what you see." So he agreed to this and tested them for 10 days. At the end of the 10th day, they looked healthier and better nourished than any other of the young men who ate the royal food. So the guard took away their choice food and the wine they were to drink and gave them vegetables instead. Friend, according to Mosaic law, Jews were forbidden to eat pork or any other forms of unclean food. And you can read about that in Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14. It basically covers what is considered clean and unclean food for the Jew. However, when God's people were transplanted from their homeland, it became difficult for them to obey these restrictions. And no one felt the pressure of this dilemma more than the prophet Daniel. When the Babylonian army took the people of Judah in captivity, Daniel and his three friends were among those in exile. Now, exile actually means deportation or captivity. So the exile was God's judgment on Israel because of their sin. But that's a whole nother story for a whole nother day. While Daniel was living in Babylon, he maintained a lifestyle of obedience to God's word, even though it contradicted the laws of the land. And friend, we don't know the exact reason for the uncleanness of the meat. Perhaps maybe the blood had not been properly drained in accordance with the laws mentioned in Leviticus 17. Whatever the reason was, the Jews were not to partake in that meal. And because of this, Daniel approached the chief guard and proposed a fascinating challenge. Because Daniel and his three friends had found favor in the eyes of the guard, they were granted permission to eat vegetables. Friend, has there ever been a time in your life or the life of someone you know that you had to make a decision based on your beliefs as a Christian that may or may not have been popular or accepted in the eyes of the world? In fact, I remember having to leave a job to pursue a pastorate position. Remember, God was really putting on my heart to pursue this opportunity, and the opportunity that I felt he was calling me into paid a lot less than what I was getting at that time. And in the eyes of the world, that is the goofiest mistake anybody can make. But friend, I rather live paycheck to paycheck, knowing that I'm in the obedience and will of God, than be fat, overpaid, and walk outside as well. Friend, we are held to a different standard as believers. Amen? We are to build up the kingdom of God rather than our kingdom. And every day we are tempted as Christians, and we are put in situations where we are tempted to conform to the world standards. Every day. As we read this story in Daniel chapter 1, Daniel was forced with a decision either to eat the unclean meat or to conform to what God told him to do. We are forced with decisions like that each and every day of our lives. Every day. And sometimes we do and make the right decisions, and other times we don't, and get caught up in the world's standards. But Jesus said in John 18:36, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." Paul writes in Philippians chapter 3, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly wait a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ." Or as Jesus was praying in John 17:14, he says, "I have given them your word." He was talking to the disciples. And I think he's also talking about us today. He says, as he was praying, Jesus said, "I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of this world any more than I am of this world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but you protect them from the evil one. And friend, I take that passage as Jesus not only praying for the disciples back then, but I think he's praying for us today as well. And that prayer in John 17:14. Friend, you and I are not to be of this world. Our citizenship is not in this world. It is in heaven. And sometimes some of us, and I think I fall into this sometimes more than I would like, kind of think that this world is our home. Kind of invest in things that have no eternal value, but have a lot of earthly value. And I fall into that quite often, to be honest with you. Kind of focusing on my 401k and my retirement and making sure that, you know, all of that has its place. But we need to be reminded that our true citizenship is in heaven. And we need to invest in things that have eternal value. Daniel knew where his citizenship was. He resolved, it says in verse 8 of chapter 1 of Daniel, it says that he resolved not to defile himself. He stood up for what he thought God was telling him to do. See, the story of Daniel shows us that God gives us wisdom and resolve when we are tempted to conform to the surrounding culture. And God vindicated Daniel's obedience by giving him and his friends a measure of health that surpassed all others. God took care of it. See, friend, the point of Daniel's story here isn't necessarily that we should muster up additional courage to seek to remain faithful through our own willpower, but it's also to notice how Daniel, unlike Adam and Eve in the garden, trusted that God's word was good and his commands were righteous. And furthermore, friend, we see in this passage a terrific example of God's faithfulness to Daniel in the way he gives the prophet health. Friend, even in difficult circumstances, we can trust. No matter how bad it looks, we can trust in the goodness of God's word.
Why do I feel discouraged? Do the shadows come? And why does my heart feel lonely in love for heaven and toil when Jesus sees my portion, a constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. So I sing because I'm happy, and I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. So I sing because I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I
That's right. If his eye is on the sparrow, certainly he'll be watching over his children. Amen and amen. Friend, thank you so much for just letting me spend some time here with you today on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. I always look forward to each and every Thursday. And hey, if you want to find out more about this radio ministry, just take a look at our website, greatnewsradio.org. We have all the contact information that we have there at the website as well, program information as well, also the archived program portion of the website where you can listen to past editions of Mark and Friends right there again at greatnewsradio.org. And also at that website, you'll find more information on the Israel celebration that we're having next Saturday. You do need an RSVP. Get more details by visiting our website or by giving us a call at 217-367-7777. Well, I will see you on Monday as I'm going to be filling in for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Looking forward to that. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.